Blog Talk Radio.
Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Whoa,
whoa, whoa. Jesus is more. Jesus is more.
Ooh, yeah. Everybody wants a hero. Everybody needs a friend. A shoulder to lean on. Everybody needs a helping hand. Well, you ought to try Jesus. Said it's just a prayer away. See, he can make your burdens lighter. Turn your midnight in the day,
yeah.
He's so much more than a healer. When you're feeling kind of down, that is more than able. I don't want no healer to turn your life around. Yeah, yeah, yeah. We're more. Only Jesus, only Jesus.
More than a miracle.
More than a miracle. Change my life. Don't you know it made me right? Now I can do all things.
Jesus, I love you.
Whatever you may go through in life, you can make it if you try. Remember, the power's not in you, but it's all in Jesus Christ. He can fight your every battle, oh Lord. He can win the fight. Just call him when you need a friend. Be it morning, noon, or night. Oh, there ain't no secret when my God.
Good morning and welcome to Grace Nurtured. This is your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurtured is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. On today, this terrific Tuesday, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Patrick Medlock. His message is entitled, Pandemic Righteousness. That certainly is an interesting one, and I know that the words for today are going to be as amazing as they always are. So I strongly advise you to stop whatever it is you are doing, find yourself a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Immediately following the words of encouragement, Brother Medlock will close us out with a word of prayer. Before we bring him on, I see that we have a single prayer request. We'll take that at this time. And the next voice that you will hear will be that of Brother Patrick Medlock. Caller 6246, please state your prayer request. Caller 6246, please state your prayer request.
Great morning. This is the Brother McFarland. I just want to just ask for prayers for me and my family. especially for my daughter with the legal and stuff, the situation she's dealing with, and healing of her body, of her back and her knee that's having problems, and just continue to pray for the country as a whole that we continue to heal. Thank you.
Thank you so much. Ladies and gentlemen, I bring you Brother Patrick Medlock. Brother Medlock, you are on the air.
Thank you, Danielle, and I bring you greetings from the Spring Hill Road Church of Christ in Tallahassee, Florida, where it all comes together spiritually. I also would like to acknowledge Brother Bradshaw for his continuing to share this platform with me and others throughout the week, Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Eastern. And I also would like to acknowledge each and every one of you, those of you who are on the Blog Talk platform, whether you're on the phone or whether you're joining it via the internet, or whether or not you are a part of the simulcast that I've started on Tuesdays on Facebook Live. We appreciate each and every one of you who could be doing any number of other things, but you have decided to also tune in to this particular devotional. That is something that I don't take for granted, and I appreciate that you believe that you might be receiving a word from the Lord on today. Matthew 5 is what I'd like to begin the devotional with by sharing verses from that particular chapter. That's where we have the famous Beatitudes, as they are called, and I'd like to reference the first four of them. Verse 3 says, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven." Verse 4 says, "Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted." Verse 5 says, "Blessed are the gentle," King James calls it meek, "for they shall inherit the earth." And verse 6, which is what I'd like to focus on today, "Blessed are those who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be." Because you might look at that and you might think, okay, how do you look for, how do you hunger and thirst after righteousness during a pandemic? And I dare say to you that a pandemic time is a ripe time to actually be pursuing, hungering, and thirsting after righteousness. I say to you that this is a time that, if anything, our prayer life should be strong. Our prayer game should be at its highest level, because there is no time like this present that we really realize that we're really limited, we're really finite in our ability to do really much of anything, and that we really need to put our trust and our faith in the Lord. So we need to be praying. The Jews prayed three times a day. History tells us that the first century church around AD 100 was praying six times a day. So whether you want to call it listed in amount of times or amount of the amount of time on your knees, I'll say to you that we need to be devoted to prayer even more than even some of the other things that we have a tendency to resort to, because pandemic righteousness definitely typified by having a strong prayer life. But I also say to you that the pandemic in and of itself is our wake-up call. It's not unlike what we see with Moses with the burning bush, that we saw with Jonah and the big fish. It's you and I having our period where God works to get our attention in the most dramatic of ways with this pandemic, where we're seeing death, and more death all around us. I have to acknowledge that it is concerning to know that maybe some of these other strands that may be coming from overseas are not only initially as they've characterized them more contagious, but now they believe they may be more deadly. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, brothers and sisters, that now is the time to make sure that you do spiritually what the airlines tell you to do with regard to your safety. They tell you that oxygen masks will fall from the sky. And they say, make sure that you have secured your own mask securely before you actually work to get other people straight. Get other people straight. So I say to you, do you have your spiritual oxygen mask on? Are you in good graces with God? Because doing that right now, not in the future, not when you get all your ducks in a row, not when you get all these other things straight, doing all of those things right now is what all of this should be reminding you about. That if you're not getting your life right with God, if the fact that you can't go to church, but if the church has Zoom, there should be more people on Zoom than there were in the meeting. I say to you, ladies and gentlemen, I say to you, brothers and sisters, pay attention to the wake-up call that the pandemic definitely seems to be providing. And then this idea of hungering and thirsting after righteousness during a time like this really speaks to the fact that we need to be about doing our Father's business, like Jesus said he was about in Luke chapter 2. So that might mean making sure that we are as benevolent as possible. You got a lot of people out of work. You have a lot of people that are hungry. You got a lot of people who are homeless. Maybe more than ever, we should be not only supporting those organizations and charities that help, but also making sure that we're getting our own hands dirty doing the real thing. Maybe funding things that maybe under normal circumstances we wouldn't fund, or helping people directly that we know need that type of help. We as Christians should right off the bat be helping those individuals that are right around us in the household of faith, having enough handle and building on the relationships and the rapport that we've already built within our church fellowships to help the individuals that we see need help. That's what we saw in Acts chapter 2, in Acts chapter 3, Acts chapter 4, that if people in the church needed things, then the church was first and foremost in making sure that people in the church got what they needed. But even separate from that, as a whole, be benevolent in going out and helping and supporting other individuals. And even the idea of edification, you might say, well, that's difficult because I'm not able to give the holy kisses that I would normally give in the worship services, and I'm not able to see people like I've been able to see them. You know, people, I might be more or inclined to go and visit somebody with my mask on, but others may not be inclined to welcome me. Newfangled and the oldfangled ways in which you can still edify, using social media, using your text messages, calling people on the phone, writing a letter, getting a card and sending things through the mail, finding ways to make sure that people know that even though you may be out of sight, that you are not in any way, shape, or form out of mind. And then, what about the idea of evangelism? Maybe this pandemic will prompt individuals to respond more to your overtures to say, come and attend my virtual church service, where you don't have to leave your home. You can still be in your pajamas and you can worship with the saints. Or people may be more inclined to have that Bible discussion that maybe they weren't inclined to have because they clearly see that the stock market is not the answer, that Washington is not the answer. Maybe they're more inclined to see now that only Jesus is the answer. So even during a pandemic, ladies and gentlemen and brothers and sisters, that we can be amongst the blessed the blessed who hunger and thirst after righteousness, even during a pandemic. My inclination right now is for next week to talk about some of these other things that I just read the verse that read in this chapter, possibly about gentleness next week. Because I think maybe we need a message on pandemic meekness and gentleness. Maybe we need a lesson on mourning during this pandemic. And maybe from verse 2, we need to reflect on being poor in spirit. So if the Lord allows me to live and my mind says the same, that might be the direction that we'll go in the next few weeks. Let us pray. Father, you heard Brother McFall ask for family and the circumstances that he's dealing with there. And Father, please just allow it so that as a result of all the things that you would have him and his family and his daughter in particular to do, that her health and her legal situations might be resolved, and that you may be allow her to resume her life in a way, learning the, whatever lessons that she might need to learn as a result of these particular setbacks and pitfalls. Father, continue to be with Frankie Jerger's sister, continue to be with Doris Lang and other members of my congregation who've expressed various things with regard to their situations, their health, their family's health. And Father, just continue to be with all our circumstances, with each and every one of us. Bless us in ways in which you know we need to be blessed. Put us in positions so that we can exhibit the type of pandemic righteousness that shows that even during a pandemic, we can still exhibit what you've asked us to do in Scripture, and that is to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and to love your neighbor as yourself. Help us to be able to execute these things. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.